You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
This week, the National Party released their plans on a healthcare system, a workforce that is suffering staff shortages with huge flow-on effects for New Zealanders. National plans to incentivise beginning a career in nursing and midwifery, and then focus on retention is how they are focusing on helping the struggling health industry. Today, in my weekly catch-up with Dr. Shane Reddy, I explored the National Party's plans to reinforce the health system. I started by asking him what the current situation is with the health system.
So, the health system is in crisis. Everyone agrees it's in crisis, apart from Andrew Little and Aisha Verrill. And unbelievably, she doubled down on Q&A on the weekend and specifically said the health system is not in crisis. That is not true. She is wrong. And everyone in the health sector understands it is a crisis. And it might seem like, you know, it's just six letters, but why it matters is because, one, it shows that you're in touch, that you've got your finger on that pulse. And secondly, what it does is it sends a signal of urgency. And so for her to continue to double down and deny that the health sector in crisis is a fundamental point, and it just causes despair out there in the sector.
Recently, the party announced a plan to get more nurses and more midwives. Would you like to explain?
So we're really excited and been very well received, our plan to increase the number of nurses and midwives. And we understand that that's a spectrum, that if we're talking about recruitment and retention, it's actually across the whole of a nurse's career. What we're focusing on here is the start of the pipeline at the student and post 5 years once they've graduated. And what we said is that if you're a registered nurse or a midwife, and once you've graduated, if you stay in the system, in the New Zealand health system for 5 years, for every year that you stay, we'll give you $4,500 after tax off your student loan. That's up to $22,500, which on average can be about half of a student loan. This is to have impact in three areas. First of all, to make nursing more attractive. Secondly, for those nurses who are in the middle of their training at the moment, who haven't reached the threshold of the amount of the student loan that they can take up to pay for cost of living, which is just over $300 a week, they can have some confidence that they'll be better able to address that when they graduate if they stay in that bonded 5 years. And then thirdly, for those nurses who have graduated, who are in that five-year period, we're offering them for every year that they stay in the New Zealand health system to have $4,500 after tax off their student loan. So three points of impact, and we're very pleased with how this has been received. Mind you, we've done a lot of focus groups to find out exactly what the most effective permutation would be. So we knew we were in the sweet spot before we announced it.
There's a few criticisms. Is this a viable plan? Is this going to incentivise them enough?
Oh, we know that from focus groups, and the answer is yes. I've got screenshots of focus groups, screenshots of communications, and they're specifically saying, I was planning to go to Australia, now I'll have to rethink that, which is what we were hoping for. The main criticism has been that it doesn't address the rest of the pipeline, and we've been very specific to say this focuses at the entry point, the beginning part of the pipeline, and that we understand that there are issues of wages and terms and conditions further through the pipeline, which are important for retention. Wages and salary are being attended to through pay equity and pay parity substantively. And then terms and conditions talk about things like job satisfaction, care capacity demand management model. Nursing is a lifetime career, and we'll have more to say about that. But very specifically, we have focused this at the front of the nursing pipeline.
Is there more policy to come on introducing more doctors?
We'll have more to say on that, but we've been very clear that we need to turn on the domestic pipeline for our own homegrown, culturally competent doctors and nurses.
Exactly. I believe there is a shortage of doctors as well.
There is at least 1,500 GPs and at least 1,500 what's called SMOs or specialists. So a significant shortage of them as well. And what's disappointing is that we know Otago and Auckland asked for 18 new medical school places. They were told by this government no. So, you know, we need to get our heads around what turning on that domestic pipeline looks like.
What will it take to bring back the health system to strength and coping capacity?
So a large part of that will come down to workforce. There are some infrastructure issues as well. But, you know, if you build a new building, you don't have anyone to start it, then you shouldn't have built it in the first place. So health workforce are where most of the pathways to pain are in the health system at the moment, and where our most urgent attention should be.
So say this policy gets put in place, will this approach provide immediate help the struggling health system, and are there no strategies that can be put in play right now?
The immediate strategy, the one that you can turn on first, is retention. And then secondly, closely followed by immigration. Those are the pathways that can be brought up quite quickly. Compared to, say, the medium-term pathways, which talk about those doctors and nurses who are already here and how we credential them to be fully registered. And then, of course, med schools and nursing schools are a longer-term proposition. So the most immediate mechanisms to address the health workforce are retention, retaining those who we have, and secondly, immigration settings, which we know we can bring people in quickly.
We're talking about how a lot of overseas doctors have been blocked from that pathway into New Zealand.
Yes, we have. Well, more specifically, it's those permanent residents who are already living, working with their families here in New Zealand, who have already passed the medical council exam, what's called the MZ-REX, and can't get the two apprenticeship years, which is called PGR1Y2. How can that be? Why do we let them drive? Well, not why do we let them, but how is it acceptable for them to be driving Uber Eats in Auckland when we want them to be part of the health system, they want to be part of the health system, but we can't find those two apprenticeship years in a hospital? Surely that must be doable. So we've got some thinking around that as well.
What's your reaction to the winter health plan?
Oh, I think the winter health plan is poorly devised. When the minister said on Q&A this weekend that the highlight of the first year of Health New Zealand is a winter health plan, well, this will be the most expensive failed plan I can think of. There's a lack of detail, no ability, as we can see, to implement many of the parts. Many of the things are already being done. Where is the workforce to do all of this? So if the winter health plan is the highlight of 1 year of Health New Zealand, then I'd rather not have that highlight. And certainly speaking with lots of other key people in the sector, they're also bemoaning the fact that nothing new here, no implementation plan, where's the workforce who's going to deploy it? So disappointing to say the least.
That was the National Party's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me on the party's plans for the health workforce. Let us know your thoughts on any of these pieces today. You can text in on 5395. We'll be right back after the short break, but keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.